Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 29. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht es fantastisch. Danke an dir, Marc.
Mir geht es blendend.
Sehr gut. Okay. I'm sure you will be as excited as I am. And our listeners are that this is the third time that we're going to look at our friend the subjunctive to.
Well, that is good news. Let us find out exactly what is happening in this lesson. I think we should just get straight on with it.
I agree.
Also, los geht's. So, Andrea, what is happening in this lesson? We're talking about subjunctive to, but in a different context.
Yes. Okay, I know it's coming out of your ears by now, but today we're looking at something that we really must look at. Mm-hmm. And it is the if sentences, the right. Hypothetical if sentences.
Okay, so we've kind of talked a little bit of these before. We kind of talked about half of them, in a sense. If only I were such and such.
That's right. So we've looked at some of the aspects that we're going to use today, but there is also some new things because we're looking at the subjunctive to in the past.
Right. Okay. Well, take it away. Let's look at the first aspect of this then.
Right. Let's look at the situation that Katrin is contemplating. Okay. And it's winning in the lottery.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And I'm going to make a present tense sentence. Mm-hmm. Wenn Katrin im Lotto gewinnt, kauft sie eine Villa.
Right. Can I ask, does Katrin here have some inside information as to the numbers that are going to come up in the lottery?
That is entirely possible.
So, wenn Katrin im Lotto gewinnt, kauft sie eine Villa. So, if I'm understanding this correctly, what you're saying here is, when Katrin wins the lottery, she will buy a villa.
That's correct.
So, yeah? It's guaranteed that she's going to win the lottery.
Yes, if we translate this when as when, yes. It could also be if Katrin wins the lottery, she will buy a villa. That's a tricky thing, you know. That's why German speakers, when we speak English, we often, you know, make this mistake that we use when instead of if, because for us, when means both.
It means both, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we could say then, when Katrin wins or if Katrin wins the lottery, either way, she will buy a villa. But there's less hypothetical nature of this, isn't there?
That's right. So obviously, when we translate this as when, then it's pretty certain that Katrin is winning the lottery. And if we say if, it's, you know, not impossible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, let's make this a bit less likely.
Okay.
Okay. And we're using the conjunctive zwei in the present tense. So what we've been using so far with our wishes, etc. Mm-hmm. Wenn Katrin im Lotto gewinne, würde sie eine Villa kaufen.
Right. So let's break this down. This gewinne, if we go to our preteritum of gewinnen, then that would be gewann.
Genau, yeah.
So ich gewann, I won something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we change it a little. In this case, we add an umlaut.
Yes.
And that gives us gewinne.
Yes. So we add an umlaut and add
the endings,
yeah?
So that means if, in this case, if Katrin im Lotto gewinne, if she won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of the sentence, I always feel these conditional sentences feel a little bit like a seesaw.
Yes.
On one side, you've got something and then you've got to balance it on the other side.
That's right, yeah.
So the other side here is, würde sie ein Villa kaufen? She would buy a villa.
Genau. We could also make this sentence with twice würde.
Mm-hmm.
Wenn Katrin im Lotto gewinnen würde, würde sie eine Villa kaufen. This is not so pretty because we have würde.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so but theoretically the seesaw is still balanced because it's got two things that work on either side.
Yes, it's grammatically correct,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not so stylish.
I understand. Okay, mm-hmm. So two options. Wenn Katrin im Lotto gewinne, using the subjunctive zwei, würde sie eine Villa kaufen, or wenn Katrin im Lotto gewinnen würde,
mm-hmm.
würde sie eine Villa kaufen.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Can I ask Andrea, is there a way of saying if Katrin had won the lottery, she would have bought a villa, but it didn't happen and she's not going to play anymore because there's no point?
I mean, she can still play, but she didn't win the lottery,
yeah, okay.
and didn't buy the villa.
Uh-huh.
So in this case, we use the subjunctive to in the past.
Okay.
Yeah. Wenn Katrin im Lotto gewonnen hätte, hätte sie eine Villa gekauft.
Okay, so there we're using the subjunctive to of the auxiliary verb haben
mm-hmm.
and our past participle.
Yes, and interestingly, the hätte doesn't bother us as much as the würde.
Yeah. Okay, so wenn Katrin im Lotto gewonnen hätte,
mm-hmm.
hätte sie eine Villa gekauft.
Yeah.
Right. So, can we just run through those three sentences again? We've got the first situation, which is presence.
Yes.
So, wenn Katrin im Lotto gewinnt, kauft sie eine Villa.
Mm-hmm.
When Katrin wins the lottery, she will buy a villa. Or if Katrin wins the lottery, she'll buy a villa.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our more hypothetical version. Wenn Katrin im Lotto gewinne, würde sie eine Villa kaufen.
Yeah.
If Katrin won the lottery, she would buy a villa. And then our third situation is if Katrin had won the lottery, she would have bought a villa. Wenn Katrin im Lotto gewonnen hätte, hätte sie eine Villa gekauft.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Okay.
So we have gone from possible and maybe even likely
yep.
to impossible.
Okay.
Now, there is one tricky thing, and it's the verb sein. Okay, you know that sein is always a bit extra and special, yeah? And the verb sein, even if it's in the subjunctive to present, so wäre,
mm-hmm.
it's still impossible because it isn't, yeah?
Okay.
You see? So, I'll give you an example. Wenn Stefan größer wäre, könnte über den Zaun sehen. So if Stefan were taller, he could see over the fence, but he isn't.
So that's impossible?
Yes.
Okay.
There we don't need to use the subjunctive to in the past. So we don't say, wenn Stefan größer gewesen wäre, yeah, because we can use the subjunctive to in the present, wenn Stefan größer wäre, which he isn't.
Okay, Andrea. One of the things that we looked at in the last episode was the whole idea of using inversion to introduce this kind of idea. Would that work here?
Yes, absolutely. And we can go through this again with the same tense variation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using an example about rain.
Mm-hmm.
Regnet es morgen, nehmen wir alle einen Schirm mit.
So if it rains tomorrow?
Yes.
We will all take an umbrella.
Genau. So there is a probability or a possibility at least that it might rain tomorrow. Okay?
The idea kind of, be it raining tomorrow, we will take an umbrella.
Yes. So let's look at a different sentence for the use of the subjunctive to in the present tense. Ginge Sabine öfters joggen, wäre sie fitter.
Right. So ginge Sabine öfters joggen. Is this like saying, if Sabine goes jogging more often,
went jogging.
Of course, yeah, because that's her subjunctive there. So if she went jogging more often, wäre sie fitter, she would be fitter.
Genau, das ist richtig. So this is still something that is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if she wants to do this. And now let's look at something that we can't change anymore.
Okay.
Wäre es, wenn nicht verreist, könnte er mit Tina ihren Geburtstag feiern.
Right, let me think about this. So wäre Sven nicht verreist. If Sven hadn't gone traveling, könnte er mit Tina ihren Geburtstag feiern. He could celebrate with Tina. He could celebrate Tina's birthday with her.
Genau, das ist richtig. But he did go traveling and that's why this is no longer possible.
Okay, okay.
So what is interesting here is that the first bit of the sentence, wäre Sven nicht verreist, so had Sven not gone traveling, is in the past.
Yep.
Whereas könnte er mit Tina ihren Geburtstag feiern, is using the subjunctive to in the present tense.
Mm-hmm. So we can mix the tenses then.
Yes, but the if part of the sentence then decides whether something is still possible or not.
Right, so the extent to which something is possible is based around that, the then part.
Yes, if we put this back to the subjunctive to present, würde Sven nicht verreisen, könnte er mit Tina ihren Geburtstag feiern. So we changed the if part of the sentence to the present.
Mm-hmm.
And there is still an option for Sven to cancel his travel plans.
So are you saying there, if Sven doesn't go traveling,
mm-hmm.
he can celebrate Tina's birthday with her?
Yes. So were he not to go traveling,
mm-hmm.
he could celebrate Tina's birthday with her.
Okay.
So and there you see you still have a possibility. He could still cancel.
Mm-hmm.
But wäre es wenn nicht verreist, had he not gone traveling,
yeah, he's gone.
This is
the ship
you know,
is sailed,
I'm sorry.
Literally.
Yeah, no birthday celebrations.
Okay.
So this is where we can move things around, but it is the if sentence that the if part of the sentence that tells us if there is still a possibility for change or not.
Okay, that makes sense. Andrea, earlier I heard you using an example when you dropped in the word false without really talking about it. And I'm wondering, because I find then a little bit confusing because it can mean when and it can mean if. Can we use false instead?
Yes, false only means if.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make sure that you want to say if and not when, then you can use false. I have to be honest, a lot of German native speakers use when.
Okay, okay.
But false is an option to be very clear that you're wanting to say if.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other alternatives?
Yes, we could use something called sofern.
Sofern.
Yeah, it's a bit higher register.
Never heard that, yeah.
Yeah, slightly higher register. I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Sofern der Termin morgen nicht ginge, könnten wir ihn auch auf die nächste Woche verschieben.
Right, so, sofern der Termin morgen nicht ginge. So if the appointment tomorrow doesn't work, könnten wir ihn auch auf nächste Woche verschieben? We could move it to next week.
Yes. So, morgen nicht ginge. So, if it didn't,
it didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot in this. I'm almost scared to ask, is there anything else we should know?
Yes, there is one last thing, which is actually quite straightforward.
Okay.
The question, what if?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a way to express this,
mm-hmm.
and it's, was wäre wenn?
So, was wäre wenn? Literally, what, where, if, or something like that.
That's correct. Yes. So, I have some examples.
Mm-hmm.
Was wäre, wenn du mehr lernen würdest?
I see what's going on here. So, like, what if you studied more? Is this kind of one of these gentle hints?
Yes. So, it's also, oh, what about studying more? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was wäre, wenn du mehr lernen würdest?
Mm-hmm.
Oder, Was wäre, wenn Fritz einen Kuchen gebacken hätte?
So what if Fritz had baked a cake? I suppose it depends whether he's a good baker.
Yes, yes. So this is a notch to Fritz or whoever is present that to say that he should have baked a cake, but didn't. Yeah, so what about having baked a cake, Fritz?
Yeah, okay. That all makes sense. We have covered quite a lot in this episode because we've been looking at these if clauses, looking at the balance of tenses, and also the idea of inversion using different tenses, alternatives to wenn, and then this nice expression, was wäre wenn?
Genau, yeah.
I'm assuming that some of these will come up in our dialogue, which is coming up after the break.
Yes, I would imagine so, yes.
Well, let's take a quick break now, get ready for that dialogue. Here goes.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break German Season 3, we're also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your German.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode where Andrea will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the topic of each lesson. And of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakgerman.com and follow the links for season 3 there.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, Andrea, can you tell us a little about the dialogue we're going to listen to now?
Yes. This is a conversation between four family members, the two parents and two children, and they're discussing where they want to go on holidays.
Okay, shall we listen?
Yes.
Okay.
Ich habe mir heute überlegt, wohin wir im Sommer verreisen könnten.
Ich will an den Strand.
Also, wenn ich wählen könnte, dann würden wir campen.
Du kannst doch wählen.
Naja, am Schluss machen wir eh, was du und Papa sagt.
Wenn das so wäre, wären wir noch nie in einen Freizeitpark gegangen.
Oder in Pauschalferien.
Richtig. Wären es nur Mama und ich, gingen wir auf romantische Städtereisen.
Wie ätzend. Wäre ich älter, würde ich mit Freunden nach Mallorca oder so.
Ja, da müsstest du schon sehr viel älter sein, damit du das dürftest.
Genau. Und ein bisschen Geld verdienen würde auch nicht schaden. Wenn du Party machen willst, musst du das echt selbst zahlen.
Wenn ihr nicht die Zeit mit eurem Geplapper verplempern würdet, könnten wir über unsere richtigen Sommerferien sprechen. Wie gesagt, ich würde gern zelten gehen.
Wenn wir ein Zelt hätten, könnten wir sicher zelten gehen.
Also Frank, wenn du das Zelt nicht letztes Jahr auf dem Zeltplatz vergessen hättest, könnten wir das sicher.
Ja, genau, Papa. Wäre uns das passiert, wärst du bestimmt total sauer geworden.
Können wir uns nicht ein Zelt von jemandem ausleihen?
Wie wäre es denn, wenn wir uns auf einem Zeltplatz ein Iglu mieten?
Das wäre super.
Ach, Mama, ich würde mich so freuen.
Total cool, Mama. Wenn ich gewusst hätte, dass das eine Option wäre, hätte ich auch den Zeltplatz vorgeschlagen.
Na und ich erst. Hätten wir das letztes Jahr gemacht, hätten wir auch nie ein Zelt kaufen müssen.
Okay, super. Ich rufe heute Nachmittag gleich mal den Zeltplatz am See an und frage, ob sie noch etwas frei haben. Wenn nicht, dann könnten wir ja vielleicht in der Nähe von Oma und Opa etwas suchen.
Okay, an interesting family discussion.
Yes, shall we go through this together quickly?
Yeah, we'll go through it in detail in our bonus episode, but for now, let's talk a little about what happened.
Yes, the family discuss where they want to go on holiday this summer. And Jonas wants to go to the beach.
And Hannah says that she would go camping if she could choose. But the parents are quick to point out that she can, in fact, choose. Nonetheless, Hannah thinks that in the end, they always do what mum and dad decide.
Yes, but they pointed out to her that if this were the case, they would never have gone to an entertainment park or an all-inclusive holiday.
Yeah, and the dad says that if it were just him and mum, they would only do romantic city trips.
Yes, I bet. Jonas thinks that's boring and mentions that he would just go with his friends to Mallorca if he were older.
Mum says that he would have to be much older to do this. And Dad says that, most of all, he would have to have some money to pay for it himself.
Hannah now wants to discuss the real holidays and not just waste more time on blah blah, as she says.
Dad says that they could go camping if they had a tent.
And Mum mentioned that it was him who has forgotten the tent on their last camping trip.
Jonas thinks that if this had happened to him and his sister, there would have been trouble.
Hannah wonders if they could maybe borrow a tent from someone, but Mum has a different idea, which is great. She thinks they could maybe hire an igloo on the campsite.
Yes, is this a real igloo or is it like a...
Do you not know these camping pots? Okay. For glamping.
For glamping, right. Yeah. Okay, but it's not made of ice.
No, but they have an igloo shape.
Yeah. Okay. And this goes down well with everyone. Everyone's excited about the idea. And Jonas says, in fact, that if he had known that this was an option, he would have suggested camping too.
That's right. So Mum says she will phone their usual campsite, but if it's full, they could maybe go to the campsite near Oma and Opa.
Indeed. So as you've heard, lots of if this were the case, then something else would have happened, or if this is the case, then something else will happen, are conditional sentences that we've been looking at in this episode.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Okay, it is almost time to end the episode. Quite a tricky episode, I have to say. But nonetheless, we still have time for noch eine Kleinigkeit.
Today we have a nice if sentence.
Uh-huh.
It's an expression. Wenn meine Großmutter Räder hätte, wäre sie ein Fahrrad.
Right, so literally, if my grandmother had wheels,
mm-hmm.
she would be a bicycle.
Yes. So this is when someone tries to make excuses for their own failings.
Okay.
With, but if... the bus hadn't been late. So, for example, a child is late for school,
mm-hmm.
and then the child says, "Oh, yeah, but if the bus hadn't been late, then I would have been on time. And if my mother had made my breakfast sooner, then I would have not missed the bus." And da 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 da. And then we say, "Ja, wenn meine Großmutter Räder hätte, wäre sie ein Fahrrad." Saying, "Stop making excuses."
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is nonsense what you're saying, because
okay.
obviously it's nonsense that your grandmother would be a bicycle.
So we've got wenn with hätte, wäre sie ein Fahrrad. So if she were or if she had wheels, she would be a bicycle.
Yes.
So there's still the possibility that your grandmother could have wheels.
Well, yeah, if you put it like this, yeah. But currently she doesn't have wheels.
Okay. Can you just do one thing? Because when we were talking about this before we started, you did say what this sounds like in Swiss German. Let's hear it in Swiss German.
Wenn meine Großmutter Rädli hätte, dann wäre sie eine Chaise.
And a Chaise is?
Yes, a Chaise is a horse carriage with two seats on it.
Okay. So if your grandmother had wheels, she would be a horse carriage.
With two seats.
With two seats, to be very specific. Okay, I think we should leave it there. Vielen Dank, Andrea.
Vielen Dank, Mark.
If you would like to get the full version of this episode with the bonus materials that will help you understand the full conversation, along with the video version and lesson notes, and of course our translation challenge, then you can head to coffeebreakacademy.com, find the Coffee Break German Season 3 course, and you'll get everything you need there. For now, we'll leave it there. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.